Hello and welcome to An Underdog Story, a walkthrough on the business of canine rehab. Each week we pull back the curtain on the intriguing world of canine rehab, from the nitty-gritty of everyday operations to sharing heartwarming success stories. We're going to dig deep into what canine rehab really looks like, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. With me, your host Anthony Skeena, a certified companion animal rehab therapist who has journeyed from the human PT world to make a difference in our furry friends' lives. Now let's get into this exciting underdog story that's waiting to be told.
Oh, hey there, wonderful listeners. I'm Anthony Skeena, CCAT, back with another insightful episode. Today's episode is all about challenges. We'll discuss the hurdles faced in rehab and, more importantly, how to leap over them. So, every profession has its obstacles, and canine rehab is no exception. But remember, each challenge presents an opportunity to learn and grow. So let's dive in. Skepticism. So how does one deal with skepticism, sometimes faced from traditional veterinary circles or even pet owners? Education and awareness. By hosting workshops, lunch and learns, and collaborating with traditional veterinarians, we can create a bridge of understanding. Trust is built over time, and results will speak louder than your words. Despite the benefits of canine rehab, some pet owners remain skeptical. Education is the key here. Use testimonials, showcase success stories, and offer consultations to demonstrate the value and expertise that you bring. Communication. Unlike human patients, our furry friends can't verbalize their discomforts. We rely on keen observation, owner insights, and diagnostic tools to understand and provide the best care. Keeping up with the advancements. Now, the field of canine rehab is ever evolving with new techniques and technologies. Regular training, workshops, and attending conferences can keep you updated and at the pinnacle of the profession. With the rise in holistic treatments, how do we go about navigating incorporating these into traditional rehab? Well, holistic treatments offer a lot of promise. The key is evidence-based practice. We research, we test, and then incorporate methods that align with our foundational practices, ensuring the best for our furry patients. The emotional toll. So how do you handle emotionally tough cases where the outcomes aren't as hoped? You know, these are heart-wrenching. And obviously, our aim is always the well-being of the animal. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, things don't go as planned. Over time, I've learned to channel that emotion into determination, ensuring I give my best to alleviate their pain and discomfort. In such times, though, a supportive team and understanding pet parents will obviously make all the difference. It's about compassion for the animal and for ourselves. It is crucial to build a support system, whether it's a team debrief, counseling, or just some downtime. Self-care is paramount. And canine rehab, while rewarding, also sometimes can seem demanding. How do you kind of ensure self-care amidst all this? Well, guys, self-care is paramount. I ensure regular breaks, indulge in hobbies, and lean on my support system. It is essential to recharge, both for me and for my furry patients relying on my energy and expertise. competition. As canine rehab gains popularity, competition intensifies. Differentiate yourself. Offer unique services, establish a niche, or focus on client experiences. Remember, there's enough room for everyone, provided you bring something distinct to the table. Business unpredictability. Client influx can be inconsistent. Diversifying services, offering packages or subscriptions, and engaging in regular promotional activities can help maintain a steady flow of clients. Handling difficult cases. Not every rehabilitation process goes smoothly. Sometimes there are setbacks. Honesty is vital here. Keep pet parents informed, adapt strategies, and always prioritize the well-being of the patient. Work-life balance. The passion for our work can sometimes blur boundaries. Scheduling breaks, taking vacations, and delegating when necessary ensures you remain at your best, both professionally and personally. I want to share a moment that, despite being challenging, was immensely rewarding. And if you guys have been following along, it would be when Miles, my own cockapoo, underwent rehab. As his pet parent and therapist, the lines were blurred. It was challenging both professionally and personally. But the day he first trotted around post-recovery, that joy was indescribable. It reaffirmed my faith in the power of rehabilitation. And as we near the end of today's episode, I really do want to emphasize that challenges are a natural part of growth. They test our resolve, they refine our skills, and ultimately, they lead us to greater heights. Embrace them, learn from them, and always move forward. Every hurdle pushes us to innovate, understand deeper, and ultimately, serve our furry patients that much better. Thank you for joining this episode of An Underdog Story. Stay tuned for more insights.
This is An Underdog Story, and thank you for joining me. I hope you've been as inspired and informed as I have been sharing it with you. And remember, in the world of canine rehab, every day is a new opportunity to turn an underdog story into a tail-wagging triumph. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe for future episodes and share to those who also might be interested on this topic. Also, send me your questions or share your own underdog stories with me to the Gmail link below. You can follow on Instagram and Facebook. That is also linked below. Check out Alpha's website. That is linked as well. Just as a disclaimer, any thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are mine and mine alone, and in no way reflect the opinion or position of any other company or organization I may be associated with.